I'm Steve Karish reporting. As expected, in Davos, Switzerland's President Donald Trump spoke about trade, regulatory reform, and a strong economy while touting the United States as a good place to do business.
After years of stagnation, the United States is once again experiencing strong economic growth. The stock market is smashing one record after another and has added more than $7 trillion in new wealth since my election.
Trump's visit to Davos was not without controversy. However, earlier he said that Palestinians should not get any more financial support until they return for the negotiating table with Israel. For more on Trump's speech, visit us at voanews.com. President Trump has dismissed New York Times and Washington Post stories that he wanted to fire special counsel Robert Mueller in June, but only backed off when the White House counsel threatened to resign. He described the accounts to reporters as fake news. Mueller is investigating allegations the Trump campaign colluded with Russia in the 2016 presidential election. He is also looking into possible obstruction of justice by the White House. At least 41 people have died in a fire that broke out at a hospital in South Korea, and that number is expected to rise. The fire broke out early Friday in the emergency room of Sejong Hospital in the city of Miryang, about 300 kilometers south of Seoul. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said that in a rare show of unity, opposition and ruling senior officials went to Miryang to offer condolences to the victims and their families. In December, 29 people were killed in a fire that tore through an eight-story building. From Washington, this is VOA. Venezuela's top court has excluded the opposition coalition from the upcoming presidential election. It's a move